Our reading of the Brahma Sanhita is on text 59. Pramanais tatsaracharais tarabhyasair nirantaram bodhayanatmanatmanam bhaktimapyuttamam labhet. Pramanai, by scriptural evidence, tat, of them, sat acharai, by theistic conduct, tat, of them, abhyasai, by practice, nirantaram, constantly, bodhayan, awakening, atmana, by one's own intelligence, atmanam, the self, bhaktim, devotion, api, certainly, uttamam, the highest, labhet, one can attain. Translation, the highest devotion is attained by slow degrees, by the method of constant endeavor for self-realization with the help of scriptural evidence, theistic conduct, and perseverance in practice. Purport. Evidence, the devotional scriptures, examples Srimad Bhagavatam, the Vedas, the Puranas, the Gita, etc. Theistic conduct, the conduct of pious persons, sadhus, who are pure devotees, and the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead, actuated by spontaneous love. Practice, to learn about the 10 principles, dash mul, from the Shastras, and on receiving the name of Hari as laid down in the same, embodying the name, form, quality, and activity of the divinity, to practice the chanting of the name by serving him night and day. By this are meant study of the Shastras and association with the sadhus. The tenfold offense to holy name ceases by serving the name of Hari and simultaneously practicing pious conduct. The tenfold offense to the holy name ceases by serving the name of Hari and simultaneously practicing pious conduct. Practice is no other than following the mode of service of the name practiced by the sadhus without offense. Practice is no other than following the mode of service of the name practiced by the sadhus without offense. By perseverance in such practice and devotion characterized by love, which is the fruit of spiritual endeavor, makes her appearance in the pure essence of the soul. Since it's one of your favorite verses, you want to give a comment then?
I have a question.
The Dashmul?
Yeah.
Do we have a copy of the Dashmul handy? Probably not. I think it's... I have it. I can't recall exactly the 10 elements of the Dashmul, but... We have it in one of our books.
Is it written by Bhakti?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So let's read that again. Let's see. Theistic conduct, the conduct of pious persons, sadhus who are pure devotees, and the conduct of those pious persons who practice devotion to Godhead, actuated by spontaneous love. Practice, to learn about the 10 basic principles, das mula, from the Shastras, and on receiving the name of Hari as laid down in the same, embodying the name form of all the activities of the divinity, to practice, that's a long sentence, to practice the chanting of the holy name by serving him day and night. So
it's nothing you're unacquainted with that hasn't been assimilated into our regular practice by the grace of Prabhupada and the Das Mul. But I haven't memorized the exact steps in the Dasamul, but it's everything that we already do and the basic principles that we've understood through Prabhupada's teachings.
Well, we can see from this and our own personal experience that it is a very gradual process, and that it doesn't. Unless somebody was like Narada Muni in their last life, it doesn't just occur all of a sudden. So it requires a lot of patience. And so it just makes me think of that verse in the Upadeshamrita by Rupa Goswami, Nishchayad Utaha Nishchayad Darya Tat Tat Karma Bhavartana
Sangatyaya
Sato Vite Sadvir Bhakti Prasidyati. Prasidyati, that he says that if one follows these six principles, one is assured of success in Krishna consciousness. That means that one has to practice with enthusiasm and with confidence. And if one is confident, then one can be patient. So, if we have the association of other devotees, we can maintain our enthusiasm. And then we have to be confident of the goal. If we're not confident of the goal, then we won't be patient and go through the time that it takes to start seeing results. Just like if we have some disease and we go to the doctor and he gives us some medicine and he says, I want you to take this course of antibiotics for 10 days. Mm-hmm. And if we take it for some, we may think, well, just let me, why don't I just take all the pills right now? Then we get a sick stomach and we don't see any results. We feel worse than we did before. So we have to have some confidence in the doctor's instructions that this medicine will work, but it's going to take a certain amount of time. And then he'll say, you know, if it doesn't, you know, if you don't get results in 10 days, then come back and we'll reassess the situation. So we have to have confidence that ultimately they'll... And we have good reason to have confidence because so many others have actually done the same process and gotten results. And so there's so much evidence in the scripture of different devotees from Brahma, who we just read about, to Narada. Everyone goes through this dark tunnel and it comes out the other side in the light. And so by hearing and seeing the results of others and others in our midst, but one has to practice theistic conduct. And we can't expect, if we're going to be dousing water on the fire, for the fire to keep going, or for the fire to keep, or the opposite way. We can't expect the fire to go out if we keep feeding it with fuel. So the fire of lust, the fire of material desires, as long as we continue to associate with non-devotees and we continue to feed our material desires, then we can't expect the holy name to douse them out. So we have to control the senses, have good association, and regularly practice, and be patient, and we'll see the results. So I like this verse because one of the things I like about this verse is it's speaking to everyone, and it's not like this process isn't open to everyone, or that somehow we meet this fantastic mystical spiritual master and he touches us with a wand and suddenly we're pure devotees. And if you don't meet somebody like that, then you don't have a chance. That this isn't Krishna's instruction here. He's saying that anyone who follows this process will attain the result. It's open to everyone. But we do have to put forth our effort to a certain degree.
It seems that in this purport there is a lot of stress given to the association of pious persons, sadhus, and by that association one develops the quality of faith, of course, which gives us the which helps us move on in the path. So association with the sadhus seems to be very, very important here, and the more we associate with sadhus, we can read the books a lot, but if we don't read them in the association of devotees and discuss this over and over again, then the tendency is to get more of an intellectual understanding of the philosophy rather than a practical realization of the philosophy. Because we've seen in the history of our movement a lot of big brains, and people had a lot of shastric knowledge, but when it came to the practical application of it later on, they fell short. So there has to be association of the sadhus. Association of sadhus. And Srila Prabhupada, when he came here, he gave us his association, and that association propelled. It was like a jet propulsion, right? It threw, you know, literally people lifetimes ahead by that. That's why I say it's extremely important.
You know, in this particular line, practice, in quotation, is no other than following the mode of service of the name practiced by the sadhus without offense. So in relationship to, as you made the point, and Prem Kishore Prabhu made the point also, of association with sadhus, you know, with those who are fixed in devotional service, their goal is fixed, going back home, back to Godhead, they're under the care of an acharya, bona fide acharya, etc. And they have a particular mode of service. And we've been thinking and talking a lot in the last few days about the mode of service of Srila Prabhupada and how it's unique. There are many sadhus in the world, and they are, no doubt, you can find, you know, pure devotees. But when we look at the quality and mode of service of Srila Prabhupada, we find something unique in the world. And even the great sadhus will say this. You know, Prabhupada's god brothers and others who many of them were pure devotees and are pure devotees have, you know, will recognize that Prabhupada is unique amongst all of the devotees because of his, he had some particular qualities, many qualities, but some that we can, that anyone can see very carefully by his mode of service, one of which that comes up over and over again was his compassion. Who could be more compassionate than Srila Prabhupada in his mode of service to the name, that he not only fully took the name himself, obviously, but he also went to unlimited lengths to distribute the name to everybody else and make it available. And he preached it and empowered his even neophyte disciples to do the same thing. So when it says practice according to the mode of service of a particular sadhu, we can look and see the mode of service of Srila Prabhupada, our acharya, founder acharya, whom we're, you know, huddled at his lotus feet, and taking his mode of service and worship. And his mode and service of worship is he indicates, for instance, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, he says that even neophyte devotees, even those who are just beginning on the path of devotional service, if they have firm faith that Krishna and his name are non-different, even if they haven't realized that fact fully yet, but if they have firm faith in it, then they can also convert others to Vaishnavism. And, for example, in a very important and famous verse and purport in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Kriyasu Tach Chach Charanada Vindayo, Srila Prabhupada gives a very pointed comment about Kriyasu, which means practical work or practical service to the name of Krishna. And in that he says that distribution of Krishna consciousness to others is the best and most practical kind of service that one can be engaged in with one's mind, body, and words. And he preached this constantly, that we should stay engaged in this way, absorb our mind. He called this idea of printing and distributing transcendental literatures and having this general feeling of outreach and bringing people back in into our family, training them up in a mode of service, which is again going out for more outreach to bring more people back in. He indicated that this was what he called practical samadhi. So when it comes to mode of service to the name of Krishna, this is a particular mode of service which is arguably from Shastra the most elevated. According to the gopis themselves, when they sing their famous prayers in the Gopi Gitas, they say, they use the word buddhidajana. They say that anyone who's broadcasting the holy names of the Lord like this, like Srila Prabhupada did, they're the best of all of them. They're the best amongst everybody in society. So I just thought it was, you know, particular to our circumstances in which we're in a particular situation to take advantage of Srila Prabhupada's association through his shiksha and through following his mode of service in association with other devotees who are particularly dedicated to his association and his mode of service and congregating under his particular mood, that we get great benefit from that, from following in his footsteps and taking up that mode of worship of the holy name of Krishna. associating together, hearing and chanting, and then going out distributing to other people as well. Well, there's a lot more we can say about this verse. One other thing I was just thinking of was that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought up this point about how Haridas Thakur, he said he's the greatest devotee in the world, because he said some devotees preach, but they don't practice themselves very well. They're not that strict. But they can preach and spread it, but their personal practice isn't that good. And others have their personal practice is immaculate, pristine, perfect, but then they don't preach. But he said about Haridas Thakur, you practice perfectly and you also preach. And so therefore, you're the greatest devotee in the world. And Prabhupada comments about that, and he said that someone who practices and preaches, that's perfection, and that is the best kind of a devotee, and such a person is empowered to spread Krishna consciousness everywhere. So both, like in this verse is saying, you take evidence, also have the contact yourself, and practice, and particular mode of worship for serving the name. Okay. Sri Brahma Sanghita Ki Jai.